Okay, today's Yerushalmi Psachim Daf Ayin Dalid. Ayin Dalid 74, and we are on Ayin Gimel Amabez. We read the Mishnah. So let's read it again. Said the Mishnah that, again, continuing the same Yisodos as we have had, if somebody can eat the Karan Pesach, that night, Leil Tezvavs, then you can check the Karan Pesach on their behalf, even if they can't eat the Karan Pesach right now. Right, we had in the Mishnah, so Zava, Zav and Oni, Mechusre Kapara. Remember we had earlier in the Masechta that Mechusre Kapara is one of the exceptions that you could bring the Mechusre Kapara Karban even after the Karban Tamid, even though the Karban Pesach is usually the only exception to the rule of the Aseh Tahashlama, that you're allowed to be Makarva Karban outside the boundaries of the two Karban Tamids, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. But Mechusre Kapara also, if somebody didn't bring their Karban and they want to eat the Karban Pesach that night, they can bring it. So the Armishta said that an Onain, who could eat the Karan Pesach that night could be Tovel. It's a Tovel to be Drabanan, right? Because, the Midaraisa and Onain, what kind of Chiyatvil is there? Even if an Onain is Aninus Daraisa, as we know, the Torah talks about the halakhas of Aninus, doesn't mean they're Tameh. But Midrabanan, sometimes we have the Rabbinic Tevilas. Rabbinic Tevilas, as a concept, the Ramah quotes, I think, in Shulchan Aruch of a Mumar. Also, somebody is a Baal Tshuva coming back. Requiring a tefillah, mitam the minhag. But the Karban Eidah here says, a tefillah boy, bitokshe nasar ad achshav b'kachim, since up until now, he was, usher in kachim, avalo, yochal onein la'erev b'shar kachim, ta'aninus laila asur adrabanan, so an onein can be told and eat the Karban Pesach that night, but not other karbanos, because there is a concept of aninus, the following night, at least durabanan, so by a Karban Pesach, rabanan were not mokim there, their din, and therefore they could eat the carbon. They could eat the Karban Pesach that night, so to speak, not violating the Siddur Rabbanan. The Siddur Rabbanan wouldn't apply in that case. But Kachim, other Kachim, it would have a low Kachim because Chazal say by Nisid Rabbanan of other Kachim, where there's no pressing need of kares if one doesn't violate or if one does wouldn't be bemazed. But even so, the Aseh Sheish Bokaris is a more chamor Aseh, and therefore the Rabbana would allow Karan Pesach to be in, but not the other Kachim to be eaten. Number one. And then the Mishnah talks about other rabbinic creations of Avelus or semi-Avelus, where we would even allow, because the whole thing is based on Durabanan. Shomea Almeiso. Somebody hears it's called Yom HaShmua. Somebody hears about the Niftar, even within 30 days, which is when one would have to keep Shiva. Umishin nislak to loat samos, or he heard about likarat samos, which is avilas for a day. Tovavolcha b'kachim, right? So then there's tvila and achilas kachim that night, because the whole, again, the whole concept is durabanan. It's not daraisa that turns into a durabanan that night. The whole thing is durabanan, and therefore it would be allowed that night, even by other kachim. That's what the Karban Eidah says. Tafilu yom gufei humi drabanan. The day itself is drabanan. Hilkach balayla lekaninus. Therefore, by night we won't. There won't be an issue. And then number three, gershon is gayer. A gershon is gayer erev psachim. A ger that converts on erev Pesach. What is the halacha? Beis Shammai says, okay, say go to the mikvah and eat the Karban Pesach that night. What's the issue? And Beis Hillel says, no, if somebody is parish ben ha'arla, parish ben ha'kever, and therefore, one has to wait 7 days and not eat the Karan Pesach. Remember, there was a havamin in the Medrash, and Rashi quotes it, ala Torah, that every ger, the Meshech Chachma points out this, chazal, the Meshech Chachma in Baal Oscha, every ger should have to bring a Karan Pesach. Even if it, whenever it is during the year. Right in the middle of Tammuz, if a ger somebody converts, they would have to bring a Karan Pesach, not as a makeup of the oh I was a goy by last Pesach. No, you're not making it up. A goy is not chayv a Karan Pesach. A goy is even usher to eat Karan Pesach. Remember the story in the beginning of the Bavli Daf Gimel. You have Rabbi Yehuda Ben Baba. Forgot exactly which of the Amoraim, right? Convinced, set up the Arimian Hahu Arma to give himself over. So to speak, and then he won't be able to eat the Karan Pesach anymore in that story. But a goy is not chayiv in Karan Pesach, so, but Beis Hillel says, but parish mina arla, parish mina kever, and therefore if you become Jewish, you need not only in terms of waiting the 7 days, but you also need, the Karban Eidah points out, you need the paraduma sprinklings of hazah, shlishi v'shvi. Therefore you have to wait a week, and therefore one would not be able to partake of the Karan Pesach that night. You look in the Pnei Moshe on the first wide line. Right, a non-Jew who is becoming Jewish, who gets Mila on Erev Pesach. The whole thing is based on the Din D'Rabbanan, because maybe the following year he will become Tameh, Tameh Mace. V'yomer ishtaken lo ta'ati mikol tuma v'tavalti yachadi peschi la'arev. Last year I became Tameh Mace, and I went to the mikvah and I ate that night. Hashanami etbo v'achal erev. So to now I will. V'lo yadin, he won't know that last year he was non-Jewish, and that's why the tumah didn't affect him. Ishtaken akum have v'lo makabel tuma, and that's why he was able to go to the mikvah that night. Achshav Yisrael hu makabel tuma, but now he is a Yisrael. And he's makabel tuma, and that's the gzeira. Beishamai savi de logosrina. Beishamai says we're not goes there in that case. Aval ba'aro Yisrael, but stam and aro Yisrael, he's getting a bris mila shalob bizmano. Go to mesu echav machmas mila. An aro Yisrael that he's getting a bris mila. His brothers, they finally figured out how to stop the bleeding. Divrei Hakol Tova bishchol erev. Beisrael doesn't say that parish mina arla. By every person who gets bris mila. No, only by a goy. Yisrael atu arel nachris. That's an important words of based on the Gemara elsewhere, but the Pnei Moshe points that out. We mentioned at the end of the shiur that maybe this is another machlokas what the Rambam and the Raavad would say. And how far does Beis Hillel go? So Beis Hillel says that you have to, or the Chazal say you have to treat him like a tamei meis. Therefore, he has to have hazash lishi vishvi'i. And then what if the seventh day is Erev Pesach? What if the seventh day is Erev Pesach? He converted a week before Pesach. The seventh day is Erev Pesach. So what about that case? Because there is a machlokas, Rambam Raavad, in Hilchos Korban Pesach, in Perek Vav, Halacha Beis, about a regular Tamei Meis. Tamei Meis, Shachal Shvi Shelo, Lios Bar Basar, a Tamei Meis who his seventh day, regular, not nothing to do with a non-Jew, a regular Tamei Meis, that his seventh day is Erev Pesach. So you would think, what's the problem? He's that night, he's going to be able to eat Korban Pesach. Right, so why wouldn't like all the other cases that we had in the Mishnayos? The Rambam is bechadish otherwise. Says the Rambam, afal pi shetaval, even though he went to the mikvah, doche v'huza alav, and he was sprinkled on him day 3 and day 7. He did everything he's supposed to do. Harehu roi lechol b'kachim la'erev, and he could eat kachim that night. The Rambam says, I know all this. Ein shochter alav ela nitcha l'pesach sheni. He should not be shechted on his behalf. Unlike a zava, unlike a all the nida on day 8. Unlike all others, nidcha pesach sheni shene'emar, because of that chazal of pesach sheni. Vahi anashim asher hayu tameim lenefesh adam, they were tamei v'lo yachlu la'asos the pesach b'yomahu. They weren't able to do the pesach on that day. And chazal say b'yomashmu alamdu sheshvi'i shalohen haya. It was the seventh day, erev pesach. And on that day, that's the day that they asked about. What should we do? And they'd be able to eat that night if they were just going to the mikvah now. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, Pesach Sheni. Wow, that's what the Rambam Paskins, based on the Chazal. The Rambam adds it's limited only with his Tumas Meis, serious Tumas Meis, that a Nazir would have to restart his Naziris for those. But if it's a lower level Tumas Meis, that a Nazir would not have to restart, Ochel Pischo. So that is the Rambam Shita, which we haven't mentioned yet throughout these prakim. Seventh day on Erev Pesach, he's been dying from that Chazal by Pesach Sheni, that there is no, you don't check for him. And the Raavad argues, Raavad says, Amar Avram, Ein Derech HaHalacha Holeches Kein. Doesn't sound that way. Sherei Rav Sha'amai, quotes the Gemara in Bavli, Daf Sadi, Ein Shochtem V'Zorken Al Tamei Sheretz, Mikan Lamad, V'Iyu Svir, Le Shochtem V'Zorken Al Tzvul Yom, V'Yimke Zel Tzvul Yom, V'Rachman Adachye, El Haikra B'Shalo Taval, V'Lo Izav, Chulun, he continues how to read the Gemara. Okay, but the Minchas Chinuch has the question, what about this case? What about if the seventh day is a ger? A ger after 7 days. So is that going to be the same halacha? Mamish, kaparish, but a kever, you keep exactly the same thing? Or would you say, the Rambam would be moda here, lakulas? That's a question that the Minchas Chinuch brings up. Okay, says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yossi Barbun, Mastisa, Bishasa Onein, Mishar Rishona. When does the Mishnah say that an Onein is Tovel and eats Kar Pesach that night? That's only if he became an Onein before the Shechita. So then, we say that night he is going to be able to eat. Aval or bein shechita lezrika. Right, put the Chaybeski puts in the word o. Right, or between the shechita lezrika. Basically, before the whole process is done. So then we say, okay, he'll be able to do partake that night. Avlam nasa oni lachar kapara. But if the whole process was done. Shechita and Zrika, and he was Roy, and it was Vitara. And then even after the Zrika, so then it was, he became an Onain, Sekfar Hurtza. So then he already had the whole process of Korban Pesach done for him. He already was Yotze. And therefore, Hurtza, right, it's gonna work against him. And he won't be able to eat Korban Pesach, because even if he doesn't eat Korban Pesach, he's gonna be Pater from doing Pesach Sheni. Look at the Korban Eida. When do we allow the onen to eat it? Chazal said, we want you to be yotze the mitzvah. We're not mamid the concept of aninus derabanan b'makom kareis. V'kivat shevar hurtza. But here, if you only became an onen after the whole process, after zrika, ein kan kareis. He was already yotze karen pesach. Now he just has the general mitzvah of achilas kachim, farigu chala kachim, and therefore Chazal wouldn't have to be doche their words in this case, and therefore he would not be able to eat. He is already yotze. Right? Different when somebody's karen pesach, they're fulfilling two mitzvahs. They're fulfilling the mitzvah of achilas karen pesach and the mitzvah of achilas kachim. We mentioned achilas kachim has different levels. The Achilas Kachim, the Rambam, if you remember the words in Hilchos Maaser Karbanos in the 10th parak, the Rambam says that the Iker mitzvah of Achilas Kachim is Kachay Kachim, eating the Chatas and the Asham and the Mincha, another mitzvah. But the other Achilas are Nigrar Achara Mitzvah, the Kachay Kalim are Nigrar. So it's a Tufel part of that mitzvah. But Korban Pesach has a separate mitzvah. So eating the Korban Pesach is the Iker mitzvah of eating Korban Pesach, and also included in the Nigrar of Achilas Kachim. But if it's only up to the Nigrar, so then we're not going to be Doche, the Din Rabbanan. And that's what Rabbi Yossi Barbun says here. Right? If he was an Onain before the Zrika, then fine. This is the Halacha, as the Mishnah says. But if he became an Onain after the Zrika, so then he was Yotze, he doesn't have to do Korban Pesach Sheni, and we won't allow him to eat. V'tani Kain, Rechai Kadeski points out that often in Yerushalmi, Vitani Kain is just a new thing. It's like, even though there's a Vav there, and she's like a Vav Achibur, a new thing, it's like a new Braisa. Tani Kain, Ezohi Anina, what is Aninus Daraisa? What is the din in the end of the Torah, towards the end of the Sefer Dvarim, that unknown is Asher Bakachim? Mishas Misav Chas Kfura Divir Rebbe. Rebbe says, up until the Kfura, one is an Onain, and after that, there's no Aninus Daraisa. Says Rebbe. Chum say, no, the status continues the whole day. So is that a kula? Is that a chumra? Says the Gemara. Well, it depends. Ashkachis, Omar, Kalis v'chamris al de Rebbe, v'kalis v'chamris al de Rabbanan. Right, there's a kula and a chumra for each shita. Rebbe, who says the key is the kvura, and the Rabbanan, who say the key is the day of. So each one has a kula and a chumra. Let's see. Kalis al de Rebbe. What's the kula of Rebbe, who says you go after kvura? Meis v'nikvar b'shaito. Right, if somebody dies and is buried that day, right away, right after, before the day ends. So, al daiti de Rebbe, eino asel osa shabavad. According to Rebbe, the Anina status is over. Because Kfura took place, the Anina status is over right away. Al daiti de Rabbanan, asa kolayam kulo. According to the Rabbanan, no, it's the whole day, even after Kfura. That's a kula of Rebbe and a chumra of the Rabbanan. But, kalas al de Rabbanan, then you have a kula of the Rabbanan. Meis v'nikbar lachar shloshiyam. And what if he's not buried that day? Right, he's buried after 3 days. So then, al daiti derabanan aser kolos vayom. According to derabanan, that would be a kula. You're only aser that day, because as they said, it goes by the day, it doesn't go by the kfura. Even though the kfura doesn't take place for 3 days, it's aser only that day. Al daiti derabbi aser ashloshi yamim. And Rebbe would say, no, it goes by the kfura, and therefore this would be a chumra of Rebbe, at least according to this version of the Gemara, and it'll be aser until 3 days, right? Until whenever the kfura happens. Also, Rabbi Avo, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, v'rav Chuna, treon amri. No, they say no. Mod Rabbi, that wouldn't be true to say that there will be a status of aninus daraisa for 3 days. Mod Rabbi lachachamim. Rabbi would agree to that side. She no aser ela osu al yom bovad. No, only that day. We don't go by the kfura, even though it says go by the kfura, but it doesn't really mean it literally in that way. And that's what the Karbat Eide explains that Rebbe is only Lukula. Rebbe is only Lukula according to this Deya. You see on the first skinny lines, thin lines. Shed also El Oso Ayom. De Rebbe Lukula Palik. Va'amar Delachar Kfura. Filu Baba Yom Mutter. After Kfura, it's Mutter right away on that day. Aval Mode Mias Delachar Oso Ayom. Afil Lonik for Mutter. But after that day, it's also Mutter. Even if the Kfura did not take place yet. So 2 days in the Gemara about that Shita of Rebbe. We continue. Fatani Kane, Rebbe Omer, Tedalacha, Shina Aninus Halaila Torah. Rebbe will say, I'll prove to you that Aninus Laila, it's only that day. But Aninus Laila, there is no Aninus Laila, Shari Amru, because our Gemara, our Mishnah, Shari Amru, Oni Tova Vocha Pischal Erev. So you see, it's Durabanan. The fact that we allowed him the Oni, the Ikram and Pesach that night, it must be that it's Durabanan, as the Karban Eid explained, and therefore, it would be allowed. And it's Mashma, and it's Mashma that it's always Durabanan, right? Even if the Kfura didn't happen yet. That's what the second Deya is proving. Right? It says, it's Mutter. It doesn't say whether the Kfura happened yet or not. So even if the Kfura did not happen, we would allow, and this is Rebbe talking. Rebbe is talking here. So Rebbe is talking, proving Aninus is Durabanan for the night after, and when we allow him to eat the Karan Pesach, and this seems to include all cases, even if the Kfura did not happen yet. Says the Gemara, Vahari Aninus Yom Asu Oso Torah. What is that question? Again, says the Karbana Eda, L'Rebbe Parach, right? We're asking on Rebbe, Hami Mastisan Shaminan Nami. From the Mishnah we learned, Aninus Yom Afil Lachar Kfura Min HaTorah. Don't we see from the Mishnah that Kfura does not end it? The whole day is Daraisa. Why? Because it says, Ochel Es Pischo La'erev. It says you can eat the Pesach that night. Mashma, that theoretically, if Karban Pesach, the Achila could have been by day, he wouldn't be allowed, even after Kfura. So doesn't our Mishnah sound like it's a day thing and not a Kvura thing? That's the Gemara's question here. Fari Aninus Yom Asu Oso Torah. The Mishnah sounds like the whole day is going to be a Daraisa Aninus. Theoretically, if Karan Pesach could have been eaten by day, it wouldn't be allowed. Because the Mishnah says only eat Pesach that night. Rabbi Yossi Barbun, B'Shem Rav Chisda, Tiftar. You know why the Mishnah says only at night? Because Lamaisa, maybe the Kvura didn't happen until right before the night. Vishanikbar im dimdu mechama, v'lesh mamen aklum. Maybe the Kfura happened right before the night time. Im dimdu mechama, and therefore you can't learn anything from the Mishnah to prove that, it's only at night, but the rest of the day is going to be daraisa. You can't prove, because maybe I was just talking about just the case that nothing happened before the night. Period. Rabbi Avahu b'shem Rabbi Lazar ein anina el alameis bovad. Aninus is only, right, there's no shayach aninus, except by mace, not by any other tsara do we say that there is aninus. Dichsiv, as the pasuk says, va'anu va'avlu psacheha, v'dikas alares b'heshev, talking about, a barrenness of the land, va'anu va'avlu psacheha. Right, so you see the lashon of anu, there won't be anyone there to guard the ear, and they all died. Right, va'anu va'avlu. So that's where the word is used. Hesav Rebchiyah bar Adad vaksiv. But doesn't it say also in Yeshayahu va'anu hadayagim va'avlu kol mashlichei bayar chaka? Right? Doesn't that sound like that? There's aninus even by hefsin mamon because no fish. Amarev chinina keni masnisa ein anina tmeya elo lemeis bovad. What it means is there's no other aninus to make the person ki'ilu their tmeim, which the Torah considers the tamei in terms of not eating kachim. There are people that are in a state of pain, but the status of aninus to consider them tamei so that they can't eat karbanos, that's only by a mace. Interesting discussion. If you look in Rashi and Yuma on Daf Yudalid, so there's a Rashi there that quotes regarding tirda. He says ubekachim beinan simcha vigedula. So he quotes a chazal, which in the Gemara only refers to how he's supposed to eat the carbon with mustard and in a royal way. But Rashi quotes, be'inan simcha. You need simcha, and therefore maybe that's part of the aninus. And the Tosas Yeshanim there asks, what's Rashi talking about? V'tema. V'lo ashkechan hydrasha al-kol ki agavna. You don't find such a drasha that lamashcha k'derech shamalachim ochlim. That's in terms of how to eat it, but not the state, the mood. You don't find that. Rashi's making that up. Ela al-eina chalim elat sliv l'chardol. V'od. And then you're saying, according to Rashi, it has to be in besimcha. Ela tavas v'nasa bayam.
What about if somebody loses his investments? He also should not be able to eat karbanos. Hachanami. Right? The Gemara asked that about Kriyishma. The Gemara says, no, it has to do with a certain type of tirda. So what does Rashi mean? So the Tosfos Yeshanim is uncomfortable with that Rashi. Look in the Ritva. Often the Tosfos Yeshanim and the Ritva in Yuma, have similar discussions. So the Ritva there quotes this, problem that Tosfos has with Rashi, and he says, V'yesh lomar, l'fishi does Rashi zal, dimitztar ba'alma eino aser bekachim. A regular mitzvah is not aser bekachim. Avol zeh shatzar balo machmas misas she'ero shehaisa kfar, but here, losing a relative, kivan shelibo dova alav, shehari machmas hatzorech yirsha shabakarina be aninus. Vadav siv l'mashcha, right, the Gemara, the Ritva is saying, is giving one example. What does it mean, kederach shamalachim ochlim? Not the only example. What's the difference between how to eat it, roasted and with mustard, or not eating it by aninus? So that's what you have to say for Rashi. Well, the Gemara doesn't never says it, but it's a similar application to the same yisod. That's the Ritva helping explain Rashi. Helping explain Rashi is a different type of tsar. Tsar balo machmas misa shari haisak far. It's not just with tsar, ba'alma. Okay. We, continue. There is a discussion here in the Tov Yerushalayim. So in the back, so he quotes this line of Ein Aninus Tuma El Lameis Bilvad. And the Gemara, he wonders, right? So let's say there's a idea of Aninus that there's Asri Kachim. Because of the Rashi Simcha or just, did. Even if you would say Aninus is Daraisa. Why wouldn't you say Atzei Dechalos Asei? Right, the Gemara proves here that Anidus must be Drabbanan that night, and that's how the Mefarshim explained it, and if the Drabbanan were in Mukim, their din, b'makom Achilas Pesach. But he says, V'da, because the Machakos of Kananidus Tuma, lo kasha, delesi asei, da Achilas Pesachim, utakachim, but delichilos asei da Aninus. So he says, why 2 points? Number one, tikima dahavi le ketuma. This is not just a mitzvah and an aveira. They were the rabbanan, or even if it's the raisa for sure, they treated the onan as a tameh. And if that's true, then it's not just stam asay, a mitzvah asay, and an iser los asay. There's tumah involved, and that changes the factors. Va'od nireh, and also maybe we mentioned this from Achronim, Rabbi Yosef Engel, the Meshech Chachma picks up on this. Din ein ati docholos asay bekachim. The Gemara in Zvachim Tzadi Zayin. The Gemara might be mikdash or kachim. Either way, maybe here it's the same idea, and that's why you don't say ati docholos asay. You say, but not by mikdash. Remember the Achronim say, and that's why if ati docholos asay is based on avas Hashem over yiras Hashem, that Ramban and Yisro. So then in the base of mikdash, yira is primary, mora mikdash, and therefore maybe that's why you don't say ati docholos asay. That's the discussion here of the Tov Yerushalayim. What about Asiyah Chalosa say? Maybe Tumah is different, and maybe Kachim is different. And then he talks about what this is fine by Aninus. Why doesn't the Gemara have the parallel discussion by Avelus, according to the Rambam and the Rif and the Gaonim, that Avelus Yom Rishon is Da'araisa? Would that go into the following night? Right, that's his discussion. Okay, according to Bali Tosfos, that all Avelus is Drabanan. Okay, but according to the Rishonim, let's say, and Avelos Yom Rishon is Daraisa. Maybe there's something to talk about here also regarding the Asi Dochalos Ase. Okay, we continue back to the Gemara. Tani Yom Shmia, the day that one hears about a Niftar, Kiyom Kvura, is similar to the day of burial, if it's, again, within 30 days, Lekera regarding Kriya, Uli Ebol, and for Avelos. Ulasvira Shiva, Ulasvira Shloshim. And counting Shiva and Shloshim. If somebody hears about a relative having died within the past 30 days, then they have all these halachas. They have to tear Kriya and Shiva and Shloshim, all the halachas. Velechol Psachim, the last line of the Braisa, regarding Karan Pesach, Harihu Kalikute Atzamos. But regarding Karan Pesach, will allow a Yom Shmua to, eat Karan Pesach that night. It's like Likat Atzamos, which is only, one day. Look in the Karban Eid that we added one line to this Braisa. Both would eat kachim that night. Both would be able to eat kachim that night. So the Gemara is going to ask on that in a minute. So at first the Gemara says, "V'likuti atzamos tova va'ochel b'kachim miyad," is the girsa, right? The what we have in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah we had an onain is tova and eats that night, but likud atzamos eats right? So our Mishnah is mashma the kiddi right away. So what does it mean that a likada lechol kachim is like likada tzamos for that evening, right? Why does the Brisa say only at night? The likada tzamos sounds like right away. No, if the burial happened at night, so then it's going to be at night. That's where the it's going to be. If you do the likada tzamos b'shecha shecha, and still we say he could eat if it's miyad because we weren't machmir even the same day. So now the next line of the Brisa said zev izet tochlin va'ochlin bekadshim la'erev. That was the girsa. So what does zev izet mean? We think it means yom likut and yom kfura. They both would be able to eat at night. But what's that? V'kfura ocheles bekadshim, right? Is that true? The Mishnah says that you have to eat at night, right? You can eat the Karan Pesach at night, but not kadshim, right? So what does this mean in the Brisa? That zev izet, right? Can he kadshim that night? Yom Kvura, right, is only the Pesach at night. Amrab Yosi Barbon Tartehon Bishmiya. No, the Zevezeh is not talking about the Yom Kvura. It's talking about both Shmiya. What cases of Shmiya? Look at the Karban Eda. Zevezeh Travayu Bishmiya Airi. It's talking about all these, the following different types of cases. Shama Shemes, Lo Mes, May Esmal. If somebody hears that, he had, his relative died yesterday, Tova Ocha B'Kachim. He could eat Kachim Miyad, because that's Yom Shmiya, and, that's allowed. Shamash is Dr. Luat, so must be Esmal, Tova Ocha B'Kachim. Also, if somebody hears that there was Likan Asamos from yesterday, he could eat Kachim. What's going on here? When? So look at the carbon 8. He really has three levels. Shamash Meis Lo Meis Me Esmal. Vishamash looked at Asamos Me Esmal. Anything that happened yesterday, here's the relative died yesterday, meaning it's Yom Shmua, within 30 days. And he hears that there was Likan Asamos yesterday, then he can catch him right away. Doesn't have to wait. Avo Vishamash Meis Lo Meis Hayom. If he hears the relative died today, or Likan Asamos today, then he can catch him that night. Kfures Meis today, he can't catch him that night. Those are the three levels that the Karban Eda has, and you fit it into the Brisa. Period. By the way, by Likan Atzamos, as we're talking about here, Likan Atzamos observes a day of Shiva, the day of Likan Atzamos. The minog is not to tell the relatives. Let's say somebody's moving their relative. There's a whole list of heterim, when would one be allowed to move a body. But if one has that heter, generally they tell the Chavri Kadisha. The Chavri Kadisha does not tell the person. Until after it's done, a couple days later, right? Because we don't want the chiyuv of Shiva to kick in. There's no chiyuv to know about it. So once it's done, then a couple days later they tell. That's the minhag of chevre kadishas. So Tanya Maris Aron Makal Makal Meim Shub Likarat Samos. The Brisa says if the body was in an aron in a coffin, it does not have the din of Likarat Samos. Amar of Acha Hada Dat Amar of Aron Shalevin. That's only in a stone coffin. Because that's like the ground. But if it's wooden, then it's not considered in the ground. Rabbi Yosef says, no, even if it's in a wooden coffin, there's no din of likud atzamos. Right? Ezri likud atzamos. Right? Likud atzamos is only a ma'aviran ba'afikrisin miyakam lamakam. It's only if it's in a cloth. Right? If it's any type of aron, there's no din. Rabbi Chagai b'shem Rabbi Zira likud atzamos kishmuan. Rabbi Zichaga is the most makel. He says, no, if it's in a cloth, it's also covered. Likud Atzamos is where the whole thing is disintegrated, the whole body, you're just picking up mamish the bones. That's Likud Atzamos. Vatani Kain, Likud Atzamos, Malakit Etzem Etzem, Mishisach Alabasar. So different opinions about what's the din of Likud Atzamos. Tini, this is what we just said. Ein Shmua Likud Atzamos. There's no din of Shmua to Likud Atzamos. There's a din of Shmua to Kvura, or if somebody died. But Ein Shmua L'Likud Atzamos. That's the Shulchan Aruch. The last simon in all of Shulchan Aruch. Last simon in Yaradeya. Simon Tuf Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch says, in Sifhei, Shama Shayom Likto Atzamos Echen Mikrov of Shumasabal Alehem. If he hears that there was Likud Atzamos on the day of, Avish Lohaya Sham Misabal Alehem. Even though he wasn't there, he's Misabel. If he hears that day, Aval Shama Shenilkatu Me Esmol, Ein Misabel Alehem. If he hears that they were Nilka Me Esmol, there's no Avelus. Who is this quoting from? Parentheses? Yerushalmi. Right here, this Yerushalmi. Ein Shmua, Lulikat Atzamos. Amr Abchagai, Vushashama Lamachar, as long as he hears yesterday, Aval Shama, Bobayom, Ishmiel, Lulikat Atzamos. But the day of, he does. And that's what we just saw in the Shulchan Aruch. Ishmiel, Lulikat Atzamos. Is there a minimum amount of Atzamos that have to be moved in order to create the chi of Tana, Nikumchi, person's name. Kumi Reb Zeora, Ein Shir Likar Asamos. There's no minimum shir. Kada Rabbi Mana Hori Rabbi Hillel, Rabbi Mana Paskin for Rabbi Hillel. De Kifra, who had a relative, well, Likar Asamos, in a wooden Aron, so he Paskin L'chumra both ways, because he didn't know exactly who to Paskin like in the earlier Machlokas. Lekro L'Sabak Rabbi Yacha, he said, but you have to do Kriya and Avelos, like Rabbi Acha said, that there is Likat Asamos in an Aron Shel Eitz, Vishalo Itamos, but if he was a Kohen, so he wasn't allowed to be Matame, Kareb Yosi, he just went Lechumra, period. Tani Likat Asamos in Omer Malehem, many Alachas of Kvura, if one does Likat Asamos, you don't have all the following. In Omer Malehem, Kina Menei, there aren't regular Ma'amados on the way to the kever, vein omer malim lo birchas avelim, lo tanchumi avelim, the special birchas avelim, tanchumi avelim that were said in the days of old, the shuris, elim birchas avelim, mashi in omer besakneses. The Babli says it was said out in the field. Here it says it was said in the shul, elim tanchumi avelim, mashi in omer beshura. Whatever was said in the shura, when they made the rose, that's what's not done by Likat Asamos. And again, as I said, most relatives don't know nowadays. Tani aval omer malim dvarim, mahu dvarim, but they say things. Words about them. What's words? Rabbanan de Kesar and Amrin Kilusin. They say praises. Praises for what? The Karbanei Das today is here. Kilusin. Shebesaprim b'shivcho shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shemeim sumachaya. Kilusin is either about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is the meim sumachaya. V'yesh omrim the mesaprim u'mashapchim b'shivcho shal meis. Or you talk about the person, the niftar. Lafi mashahu. So either way, Kilusin, one of those days, says the Karbana Eda. Period. I'll have to stop there. By my time in the Beis Shammai, we'll get into what's the reason, Beis Shammai, as we saw already in the Pnei Moshe, we saw the reason for the Gzeir for the following year, but we'll see that in the Gemara. Baruch Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the last daf here in the eighth parak, and then we get into the ninth parak, which is a new world, all about Pesach Sheni.